Republic insists they're not violating ACP agreement by shipping bananas to Europe. Soviet Union falls behind with wheat supplies to Cuba. Is this in response to criticism of perestroika? And Europe's Caribbean colonies worried about being overrun after 1992. I'm Sonia Fraser and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Dominican Republic is insisting that by exporting bananas to Europe, it's not violating its agreement with ACP banana-producing countries in the Caribbean. And as Jean-Michel Carawa reports from Santo Domingo, the government believes the controversy can be solved through negotiations.
Fabio Herrera Cabral, the deputy foreign minister, said yesterday that the uproar came from a misunderstanding. We have to sit at a negotiating table and solve the problem on a fair and reasonable basis, added Herrera Cabral. He said that the foreign minister, Joaquin Ricardo, will soon give more details about the Dominican position. Ricardo returned yesterday from a visit to Israel. A Dominican official told the BBC that his government did in fact violate the spirit under which the Dominican Republic was accepted into the Lomé Convention. However, he added that the Eastern Caribbean states should present their case to the GATT if they feel they face unfair competition. According to sources in the banana project of La Cruz de Manzanillo, in the northwest of the Dominican Republic, bananas exports to Britain have started on an experimental basis. Between 2 and 3 containers are sent weekly. The containers have a capacity for 1,000 boxes of 40 pounds each. The price of a box is $4.40. Luis Toral, a special advisor to President Balaguer, said 2 weeks ago that he is expecting exports to go up to 40,000 boxes a week within 3 months, which would give sales of more than $9 million a year. Jean-Michel Carroy, for the BBC Caribbean Report in Santo Domingo.
Cuba's president, Fidel Castro, has been forced to introduce tighter controls on the rationing of bread as the Soviet Union falls seriously behind in the shipment of grain to Havana. Starting this month, the daily bread ration for Cubans has been cut from 100 grams to 80 grams. That's under 3 ounces. Cuba, in the meantime, has failed to send the Soviet Union promised supplies of citrus. Both countries blame the problems on a lack of shipping. However, observers suggest the Soviet Union is trying to force President Castro to tone down his criticism of perestroika and the democratization of Eastern Europe. Gareth Jenkins, editor of the British bi-monthly publication Cuba Business, says that if that is the true reason, the Soviet strategy could prove counterproductive.
Fidel Castro might choose to make the criticisms all the more strongly. And what seems to be happening in Cuba at the moment is that a lot of the economic problems the country is facing are being placed at the door of the Soviet Union. Although it's quite possible the Soviet authorities may be trying to bring the Castro regime more into line with their wishes, equally it could have the opposite effect.
Cuba's really in a kind of uncomfortable position at the moment because besides getting problems from the Soviet Union side, it's also being squeezed on the other side as tension increases with the United States.
Yes, that's very correct. There have been a number of incidents recently, quite apart from the anticipated start of Telemarti, whereby the US has been trying to provoke Cuba. The most recent was last week when the U.S. Coast Guards fired on a Cuban freighter in international waters between Cuba and Mexico.
There have also been rumors of a U.S. plan to use Noriega to try and snare Castro.
That's right. I've also heard those. And what has been suggested is that Noriega may be asked to testify that Fidel Castro personally has been directly involved in drug trafficking operations through Panama. And in exchange for this, presumably Noriega would be given a lenient sentence. And presumably, if he has any information on George Bush, which George Bush would rather not have publicized from the time when Bush was the head of CIA and Noriega was allegedly on the CIA payroll, then presumably Noriega would also, in that scenario, agree never to speak about those connections. Now, if that is correct, then presumably what the United States would be trying to do in any such deal would be to brand Fidel Castro not only as morally reprehensible and a hypocrite, as he's been a lifelong public opponent of drugs, but also they'd want to thereby brand him as a political murderer for the execution of General Ochoa last summer in the Cuban drug scandal.
Our check on London's financial markets today show the pound slipping 120 points against the dollar and closing at $1.68.7. On the London bullion market, gold fell $5.75 to $417 an ounce. Among the softs, May sugar was up slightly at $327.8 a tonne. May coffee rose 21 to £538.5, while May